Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the January 28th version of the Gemini Mindset Monday webinar. My name is Jim Anderson, Vice President of Sales for Gemini, and it will be my distinct pleasure to be your host for this evening's call. And we do have an exciting call lined up for you. A lot of exciting things and memorable things have happened in the last couple of weeks with Gemini, and we're going to hear about some of those from a very, very special guest, someone that really needs no introduction, but someone who has just been crushing it, she and her team and all the leaders in Canada, most recently on a wonderful week-long tour from really hosting Jay Archer, one of the co-owners of Gemini. You'll hear more about that. But the featured topic this evening will be being a part of something bigger than yourself. And there is no better venue to focus on than Gemini, and no better leader, in my opinion, than to bring this topic to the forefront. Please welcome to the call Miss Colette Sawatsky, and I'm sure she's gonna have some other guests, but Colette, welcome to the call, my friend. Take your liberties.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, everybody. I can't wait to see you guys all in Jamaica. You know, when we were talking about this, we just had such an amazing week. This past week, I really want to highlight who the heck, as a company, has the co-founder do what ours does? Can I get a, yeah. Like, I was talking to several, we're network marketers. And when you're a network marketer, you really connect with other network marketers and you have relationships all over the place. And I would ask that question because they came to the meetings and I said, just, you know, in the other companies you're in, and do you ever see those co-founders? And they're like, never. And that's powerful. And the fact that Jay came and braved our Saskatchewan weather in January, you guys, I don't think those of you who have never been to Saskatchewan understand. And we did our best to try and visualize for you what we were all dealing with. It's normal to us. We choose to live here continually. We love it, but our co-founder Jay Archer is not climatized to Saskatchewan, but he was amazing. Honestly. And truth be told, he keeps coming back. He keeps coming back. And really the weather's cold, but the hearts are warm. But we want to get into, I really want to highlight a lot of points tonight, but first of all, I really want to highlight two women that did the entire week with us. Now, I got to say, you guys, I've done every tour that corporate has come out, and, you know, these two ladies took time off work. They took time away from their families. They took time away from their horses and their grandchildren and all their other commitments. And we literally got in a Chevy truck, forgive me, honey. And they drove, and we just, you know, it was such an amazing experience. But more than that, I really want to bring them on because I want them to highlight. I want you guys to recognize these women and who they are because they got to experience every situation, every high, every low, every success. And there was no failure. There really was no failure this week. And I love that. And so welcome Melanie Jackson and Sherry Cleesby to the table. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. So I just want you guys to talk about, you guys, we talked about this. We talked about this all week, even with Jay in the vehicle. Just certain things at every meeting. And really, we want to highlight the importance of events. Because this was an event. These were events. And corporate comes out to build you. And we really, it takes, you know, people to put that together. And these two girls, seriously, I can't begin to describe how amazing it was. So Mel and Sherry, I'm going to let you guys, we're just table talking here. Give me some of the points from the week that you guys took away from.
You know, the highlight of experiences of this week we witnessed before our own very eyes was the relief, the ease, the shock on people's faces after trauma. They, for the very first time, they felt their pain subside, their migraines disappear, they're talking with them, and then the very next day, and the amazement in their voices, they just couldn't believe how well they slept that night. So the caring and sharing of this company is just truly, truly heartwarming.
Yeah, and for me, one big highlight was what happened in Humboldt. And it was only our second time presenting, so we're still going to be nervous. Jay and Colette, of course, were simply outstanding in their roles. And as the opportunity meeting was ending, we all just fell in and migrated towards a group of people and to help answer their questions. And as a result of that, no one was left wondering when their turn was going to be. And the amount of teamwork in this organization is simply incredible. And I'm so, so, so very proud to be associated with this amazing company. The leadership we have and the willingness to just jump right in and help is so gratifying. And I've met so many wonderful people and have grown personally and professionally as a result. And you know, we were on the road for the better part of a week and we never had to stay in a hotel room.
Nope. So not to mention having Jay as our co-pilot for the week and Jay kept many hours on the road, not without lots of giggles, the aha moments, a few happy tears. So cheers to Jay and Colette. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Thanks, ladies. Honestly, when you spend that amount of time together, I felt like kind of lost the next day. I was like, I missed you guys. It was so amazing. And we put on so many miles. But I want to tell you guys, and thanks, girls. I know that's not easy to do. And yeah, you know what? They stepped up. They did not know. I just threw it on them. I'm like, and they did it. And it was amazing. And the growth of them as leaders during this week is unprecedented. I'm so very proud of them, but I'm so blessed to call you guys my friends. Now, honestly, you guys, I'm just going to roll into, you know me, I'm like a pump up kind of girl, and this is time to pump it up. Seriously. It is time to get up and get out and push. Lives are changing. Ground is gaining. The first 2019 Canada Tour with Jay was jam-packed full of inspiration, motivation, determination. But he's already done some other tours. He was in New York, which was a super success. He's headed to Europe. You know, there's so many locations that he is willing to go to. We saw distributors excited. We saw prospects feel the products right before our eyes. We experienced some difficulties and resolved them professionally. Without drama, we built a stronger team, spent time together, and supported each other. We had smaller rooms. We had larger rooms. We had energy and excitement in rooms. And we had a room where you could hear a pin drop. But that was the most successful room we had. In each of these rooms, we had 100% success. When the owner of our company flies out to your location, he's promoting you. He's supporting you. He's helping you build your business. And you will have results. You just got to show up and do your due diligence to get your prospects there. So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. What's your level of commitment? Our company's level of commitment is far greater than we understand yet. What's your driving force to succeed, you guys? Do you participate and interact with others in Gemini on social media as well as on our corporate pages? Are you interacting, engaging, promoting? Do you set time aside to connect with others and reach out if you need help with your questions? Do you step up and say, I'd like to help with that, actually? Do you understand our compensation plan, you guys? This compensation plan, if you can truly understand this and wrap your brain around it, it will fire you up. I had a lady in my organization at one of the meetings come to me, you know, Colette, I haven't made a dime in this company. And my response was, I'm so sorry to hear that. When you're ready to plug in, I'm here. Nothing irritates me more than those comments when I haven't seen a like, I haven't seen a comment, I haven't seen a post, I haven't seen a, hey, I have a question, Can you help me with this? This is up to you. Our company is doing everything possible in their power and on their dime to do what we need of them. I felt that this week to the core of my body. Do not look back on 2019, you guys. That's only 11 months from now and wish you would have. People that you have thought of, and maybe even 6 months, 5 months, 3 months ago, kind of nonchalantly said, hey, we should talk. I might have something for you. Are going to hear this from someone. Take charge of your goals today. Don't miss that opportunity. When you make a conscious decision to do this, you will push. But when you push, you're confident. This is not a bad word. You're ready to lead. Think of it this way. If you nonchalantly say a blurb here and there to people, how serious are they going to take you? How confident are they going to feel about the presentation you just delivered? Your approach reflects your knowledge, your passion, your confidence, and your leadership. If this is weak, they already know they've lost. So they will push back and you will hear a no, or you will simply hear no response. It's up to you. There are no excuses, you guys. There are circumstances why you can't be plugging in, but there are no excuses to plug in and jump in so that when the sail catches the wind, you're on that boat. Let's do this, guys. Thanks, Jim. Honestly, I have to say, this past week was amazing. It's a lot of work. I had to kind of deprogram a little bit coming home. I didn't know how to be at home again for a little bit there. And so I was graciously given that opportunity to just be at home and stuff. But, you know, when we put on these events, all boats are rising in the tide, and the tide is coming. The tide is here. The sail is set. I feel it, you guys. Do you not feel this? This is so amazing, this time we're in right now. And we're going to be able to look back one day in a very short period of time and just even look and say, I can't believe we did that. Like, it's amazing. Our products change lives. We witnessed that all week. We've known this. We were able to catch this on camera with one person, Maria. And it was just an amazing experience. And for me personally, you know, I do this because of that. But I also do this for the results, the growth, the inspiration. And I'm so proud of everybody that's been involved and who's working this business, showing leadership, busting it out there, and changing lives. That is such a purpose that, you know, I can't believe I have the opportunity to do. So I want to thank Jay personally here, corporate, Bill, and all the adventures we had, but the lives that changed and the growth that's coming. We're in very exciting times. So thank you.
Well, great job, Khaled. You said so many things. I was writing as fast as I could for notes and to punctuate things, but what's happening, and then you're doing a marvelous job, you and Melanie and Cherry, in explaining and trying to convey what is happening now, not just in Canada, but around the world, UK, United States, a lot of places, a lot of pockets. If they're, when I say witnessing the difference and they're catching the spirit, when you're there and you see lives change instantaneously in some situation, like you talked about, it's hard not to have your belief-o-meter go to the top. Now, I know yours doesn't need much elevation, some of the ladies that you were with and so forth, but it is so affirming, I'm sure, to all the people that are on this call tonight, just to hear that over and over and over again, the new people especially, just re-upping of some of the people that have been involved for a while, re-upping their belief is going to the next level. New people are experiencing, again, what I call witnessing the difference. And they, you know, it's a term I like to use sometimes. They're seeing things with spiritual eyes, you know, what I call the seeing eye and the hearing ear. They're seeing it in reality, but they're not seeing it all together in what it is today, but it's what it can become. It's exciting today, but trust me, we haven't seen anything yet with Gemini, but I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the growth, even from Texas. And you're doing such a marvelous job, Colette and other leaders, and conveying what you are seeing, feeling, sensing on the ground where it's at. Now, I'm going to bring on to the line to someone who, again, needs no introduction, but I'm going to take just a couple minutes and affirm Jay Archer, the co-founder here of Gemini. Jay not only has the desire, my friend, but he has the ability to convey his enthusiasm. He shows up and shows off Gemini. It certainly he does a marvelous job, and I have not met very many, if any, owners or co-founders that are willing to put himself out there like Jay has time and time and time again, as you so accurately commented here, Colette, and he's not through yet. It's just what he does. It's part of him. If you have been around Jay personally for 5 minutes, you catch his spirit, and it's contagious. And I'm so proud to be associated with Bill and Jay. But Jay is out there amongst you, and it's my privilege and pleasure to bring Jay onto the call. He doesn't need to necessarily punctuate this call, although he can certainly do that. But he was front and center to what was happening and is happening with Gemini in Canada around the world. So, Jay Archer, welcome to the call, my friend.
Hey, you know what? First of all, I want to thank all the amazing reps in Canada. I was driving around in a beautiful white Denali. And when I wasn't in that, I was in a beautiful black Mercedes. So it was awesome. I got to go bathing suit shopping. In fact, it was cool because Crystal and I went into a bathing suit place, a swimwear, to buy swimsuits at 20-something degrees below zero. we got to go in film going into this because we were going to sign up a couple that came to the meeting the night before who are from Quebec, who lived in Australia, who just, you know, so we got to do that. Then we got to go to meetings and just hear, you know what, here it was amazing. Now we laughed a lot and we did karaoke. But it was just so much fun. But I can tell you, here's the thing: we've got the best reps ever. Absolutely enormous hearts. Everywhere I go, we went to New York. Just the love of the people, the reps, the lives were changing. Here's the thing that I really realized, and I think I started to realize it when we went to New York. Going in, not only does this product really work, which I already knew that, but topically, you know, that's a game changer, y'all. And a lot of people said, well, you can put it on your skin? Absolutely. Put it in your mouth, and if something's aching, put a few drops on it, rub it in. And I can tell you where somebody's like, well, I haven't really noticed it. And you rub it in and it's just like, boom, the light bulbs go off. So if you're talking to somebody and you're not giving it, putting it on topically, if they've got pain, you are missing the boat. Because I can tell you every single person that showed up either was a customer or an associate. Now, that's a pretty good closing ratio. And you know what? When we were in New York, every single person that showed up was a customer or an associate. And you know what we were doing? We were putting it on topically. We were taking, so put it in your mouth, put it in your system and on your body. And I'm telling you, we got something amazing. That's one thing. The teamwork, knowing, you know, we have people that weren't on each other's team. You know, you've got Colette driving out to help Crystal's people, Crystal driving out to help Colette's people. You've got Melanie and Sherry, and you've got just so many people that are helping everyone. And, you know, when you're doing something and there's no real benefit for you, and you're going the extra mile, you know, that builds a company. But what it does is, you've heard me say this, all boats rise in the tide. All boats rise in the tide, y'all. The bigger this thing gets, the bigger y'all get. And something else, ask for the order, and whenever there's a meeting, invite people to show up, because I'm telling you, I've been to meetings where, you know, the mom's on one side and the brother's on the other, and it's like, wait a second, who invited my mom? Well, you didn't. She just signed up under that group. So definitely get the product in people's mouth and ask for the orders, because the products, it's definitely a game changer. But I can just tell you, I froze to death, but the warmth of the hearts and of the Canadians, amazing. I love my Canadians. Thank you for taking such good care of me. And it was a ball. I froze to death, but you know what? It was worth every bit of it.
Well spoken, Jay. You know, the cliche or the adage is teamwork makes the dream work. And what is happening here, and you punctuated it, but it's the culture of Gemini, what I call being manifested. When you're there, you see it, you feel it, you witness it, you experience it, and you're just sharing, you know, how wonderful it is. But that's who Gemini is. That's who you are, and that's what's replicating. That's who Colette is. That's who Crystal is. All the leaders. I'm not going to, you know, list all of them, but I could go on for a long time. But you're nailing it, Jay. That's exactly right. Come back in just for a couple of minutes and punctuate, if you will, the importance of being at these events live. And this is exciting hearing about it, but just take a couple of minutes. Then I'm going to bring Samantha Colvin on for just a couple of seconds too. But Jay, just punctuate that part. I know you believe it, but just talk about that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, here's the thing. And, you know, we asked the question, who's tried the product? You know, every hand that went up, like is there anybody that tried the product that doesn't have a testimony? So everybody has a testimony. What happens when you show up to something, you start to see people get excited around you. And, you know, it helps feed you as well. But the other thing is, if we're pretty much closing every single person that shows up, okay, why would there ever be an empty seat anywhere? You know, now think about this. The last few meetings we did, every customer or every associate, every person there became a customer or associate. You know, if I knew we were closing that kind of ratio, I'd be knocking on every neighbor's door I have saying, hey, you know what? You might not know me. I'm the one that drives this. Can I buy you dinner to show up to this thing? Just trust me. You know, we're changing people's health. That is so amazing. I can tell you just there was a lady by the name of Maria, and something that, you know, We put the remedy in her mouth, and we put it on topically, and she had cancer, and she had it bad, and so she chemo and radiation, and y'all probably saw that video, because when she started having the results, Colette turned the video on. She's like, I got to see this. But just the light, she just got so bright, and the biggest smile, because I never realized it. You know, you hear somebody has cancer and their body hurts. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're well, or the cancer's gone. You don't really realize what that stuff did to their body. And I had no idea really, but she's like, my arm hurts, my teeth hurt, you know, just everything on her body hurts. And you know what? Now talking to more people that had it, and you hear more of that, just she's like, I don't hurt. And seeing that the look on her eyes, and just you see her eyes get a little bit, you know, just so bright, but also, you know, they get a little foggy from starting to tear up. And then you look around the table and everybody's eyes are kind of, they all have a lump in their throat knowing what just happened. That was a life that was changed. Man, you can't beat that. So, y'all, if you've got a meeting anywhere near you, get there. Not only, don't just get there, make sure your car's, there's not an empty seat in your car, because 100% of the people you pick up show up. If we're closing pretty much everybody that goes, y'all, there shouldn't be a meeting. We don't have 500 people standing outside. So
right on, with Jay. That said, you guys, here is kind of my challenge segueing into next week. So next week, Julia and I will be continuing our social media training. So I'm going to show you guys some really cool apps that you can actually create your own, like, invite flyer to invite people to your house. And we're going to keep it super simple. And so obviously you see how powerful events are. The other cool thing I want you guys to just think about for a second is everybody has dental anxiety, right? So maybe it's time that you give your dentist a call and see if they've ever heard of CBD, hemp oil, or just hemp oil, since that's what we're saying, right, guys? Sorry. But I actually have a very big client potentially who is a dentist who wants me to table at his place. So I was like, oh, I never even thought of that. So I challenge, we all go to the dentist, right? So just let's have a conversation with our dentist next time we're there.
Thank you, Samantha. That's a great lead in to next week. Sure. Don't miss next week. These calls are rocking. You know, every Monday night you're learning something, taking away something you didn't have before, enthusiasm, knowledge, experience, tips from a top, et cetera. And I promise next week will be one of those calls in continuation. Thank you so much, Sam. I'm going to make 2 points in closing. In order to get Jay Archer at your geographic location, you need to have a fire burning. Jay will come and he'll put gasoline on any fire. But I'm going to tell you right now that Jay is being sought after all over the world. And so he is he'd be willing to probably, but if he can't spread himself so thin to go into, a meeting that might have two or three people hoping that Jay can, you know, create a fire there. No, what Jay is looking for are fires that have already started. They don't have to be huge bonfires, but they need to be a committed group of people with people showing up, demonstrated leadership, that type of thing. There was a little blurb that came across the webinar. If you want Jay Archer, you need to get in line, but you need to do your part ahead of time to get him attracted. You need to put yourself on the map, so to speak, and Jay's always looking to go and put gasoline on a fire, and I promise you he will do that. Secondly, last week, we, as a company, put out a tremendous announcement about the enhancements to the enrollment bonuses. And I challenged you to witness the difference and also to show up and let's prove to the owners that that was an enhancement that you would take advantage of. And I want to congratulate so many of you for taking the gauntlet, running with it, making it work. And Jay and Bill, I think that the members really, really like that because the numbers are reflecting it. So many things are exciting. So many exciting things are happening around the world of Gemini. And you've heard a capitalization of what's happened in Canada, but you're going to be hearing more and more through Facebook and the social media and meetings like this of what's happening around the world of Gemini. And it's a fire that can't be stopped right now. So anyway, with that, I thank all of you for joining us this evening. It's been a really exciting call. Thank you, Colette. Thank you very much to Melanie, Sherry, Samantha, Jay. Awesome, awesome call. Have an amazing week in Gemini. God bless.